KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, let's get started with state softball tournament play. All the semifinals in all classes yesterday were held. In Class 5A, Fort Dodge beat Ankeny Centennial 5-3. Cedar Rapids Kennedy dumped Muscatine 9-0. In Class 4A semis, Carlisle over North Scott 8-3. Winterset advances 2-1 over Dallas Center Grimes. In Class 3A semifinals, it was Albia over Mount Vernon 2-1. Williamsburg beat Davenport Assumption 5-4. In the 2A semis, North Lynn 10-1 over Northeast. Ogden beat Louisa Muscatine 4-2. And in the 1A semis, Collins Maxwell 7-0 over Linville Sully. And Clarksville a 4-0 winner over Lisbon. Finals coming up today in a couple of classes at Fort Dodge. In Class 5A, they'll play the consolation at 3:30 this afternoon. Muscatine facing Ankeny Centennial. Then the championship game is at 5 o'clock with Cedar Rapids Kennedy playing Fort Dodge. In Class 4A, the third place game faces Dallas Center Grimes against North Scott. That's at 6 o'clock tonight. And the championship game in Class 4A at 7:30 as Winterset battles Carlisle. The other three classes will have their championship and consolation tomorrow. Boys State Baseball Championships continued yesterday as well with Class 4A quarterfinals. In action yesterday, it was Urbandale, a 2-0 winner over Waukee. Johnston outscoring Cedar Falls 11-7. Dubuque Hempstead beat Iowa City High 7-6. And Ankeny down Pleasant Valley by a 5-4 final. Now, semifinals set for today in Des Moines at Principal Park include the 1A semis. At 10:30 this morning, Kingsley Pearson will face Don Bosco. And at 1:30, Remsen St. Mary's battles Newman Catholic. Then in the 2A semifinals, it's 4:30 as Van Meter plays West Lyon. And at 7:30 tonight, North Lynn will play Des Moines Christian. The 3A and 4A semis are set for tomorrow. In Major League Baseball, the Twins were 3-0 winners over the Cardinals behind Rich Hill, who gave up just two hits over five innings. Four relievers completed the combined three-hitter in Minnesota's fourth victory in five games this season. Eddie Rosario smacked a solo homer for the Twins in a game heard last night here on the radio. Also, Jacoby Jones hit a tie-breaking solo homer in the seventh inning to send the Tigers past the Royals 5-4. Tigers relievers held Kansas City without a base runner for four innings one night after tossing six shutout innings. Jonathan Scope also homered after the Royals took a 4-0 lead. Elsewhere in baseball last night, the Rockies beat the A's 5-1, Rangers over the Diamondbacks 7-4, Nationals beat the Blue Jays 4-0, White Sox over the Indians 4-0, Reds beat the Cubs 12-7, Brewers 3-0 over the Pirates, Braves beat the Rays 7-4, Dodgers 4-2 over the Astros, the Red Sox edging the Mets 6-5, the Yankees beat the Orioles 9-3, Giants over the Padres 7-6, and the Mariners 10-7 winners over the Angels. In other baseball news, Philadelphia Phillies general manager Matt Klentak says one team employee who works in the visiting clubhouse has tested positive for the coronavirus, but he says all Phillies players and on-field staff tested negative for a second straight day. The Phillies' four-game home-and-home series against the New York Yankees was postponed this week following a coronavirus outbreak among the Miami Marlins, who played in Philadelphia last weekend. The Phillies are scheduled to host Toronto this weekend in a series that was supposed to be on the road but was switched because the Blue Jays' temporary ballpark in Buffalo isn't ready. Nationals outfielder Juan Soto is still waiting to be cleared to play by the city government after getting the okay from Major League Baseball to return from the COVID-19 injured list. Manager Dave Martinez said the Nationals hope their 21-year-old slugger will be allowed to work out with the team starting Saturday and play in their first game after that, which is next Tuesday at home against the Mets. The Indians have placed starting catcher Roberto Perez on the 10-day injured list with a sore throwing shoulder. Perez hurt his right shoulder, making an off-balance throw in Friday's season opener. Cardinals right-hander Miles Michaelis will have season-ending surgery to repair a tendon in his strained right forearm. The 31-year-old missed spring training with the injury, but he ramped up his activity after the virus shutdown and pitched four innings for the Cardinals in an exhibition game last week. Nick Markakis is returning to the Braves 3 weeks after announcing he was opting out of the season due to his concerns about the coronavirus pandemic. The veteran outfielder said he changed his mind about sitting out after watching his teammates play the first five games. The 36-year-old Markakis says he has the full support of his family, including his three children, in his decision to return. In NFL news, the Dolphins say rookie quarterback Tua Tagovailoa passed his physical when he reported to training camp. He'll practice without restrictions as he begins his bid to overtake veteran Ryan Fitzpatrick for the starting job. The all-clear will allow Tagovailoa to practice for the first time since a career-threatening hip injury ended his Alabama career in mid-November. Chiefs running back Damian Williams is opting out of playing the upcoming season. Williams' strong postseason helped Kansas City to its first Super Bowl championship in 50 years. Veteran cornerback Maurice Kanadeh has an undrafted rookie receiver Stephen Guidry have opted out of playing for the Dallas Cowboys this season because of the coronavirus pandemic. A person familiar with the situation says Patriots linebacker Dante Hightower has decided to opt out of the 2020 season. Falcons have placed fullback Keith Smith and safety Jamal Carter on the team's reserve COVID-19 list. Giants left tackle Nate Solder has opted out of the 2020 NFL season because of the coronavirus pandemic. He cited his son's ongoing fight with cancer, the recent birth of a baby boy, and his own history with cancer for his decision. General Manager John Lynch has agreed to a new 5-year contract with the 49ers that will keep him locked up through the 2024 season. The new deal for Lynch comes about 6 weeks after Coach Kyle Shanahan replaced his original 6-year deal signed in 2017 with a new 6-year contract that takes him through 2025. Lynch was named Executive of the Year last season by the Pro Football Writers Association of America for helping the Niners reach the Super Bowl last season. Well, the Big West Conference is postponing all fall sports through the end of the calendar year. The conference will determine later if conducting fall sports in the spring would be feasible. That decision does not impact basketball, which is scheduled to begin on November 10th. The Division I conference has 11 members, with all but one based in California. Austin's public health authority said the city was caught a little off guard by a recent announcement by Texas that the school planned to allow 50% stadium capacity at Longhorns football games this fall. Travis County Interim Health Authority Dr. Mark Escott spoke with county commissioners Tuesday and said it's hard to imagine allowing a crowd of any size watch a game. Texas is scheduled to host South Florida September 5th, and the Big 12 has held out hope it can play a 12-game regular season. The state of Texas has seen record numbers of new coronavirus cases, hospitalizations, and deaths in the month of July. Notre Dame will play in the Athletic Coast Conference this season as part of a plan to play 10 league games and start the week of September 7th. Alterations brought on by the pandemic. The ACC's university presidents approved the plan for an 11-game schedule, including one non-conference game, and for pushing back the league championship game from December 5th to either December 12th or 19th. Notre Dame will play in a football conference for the first time in the 133-year history of the program if the season is played. The NCAA is allowing all major college football teams to begin their seasons as early as August 29th. The association confirmed that the Football Oversight Committee had requested a blanket waiver to permit any school to push up the start of its season to the so-called Week Zero. A.J. Green is returning to the Northern Iowa basketball team. The Cedar Falls native has withdrawn his name from the NBA draft. Green averaged nearly 20 points per game as a sophomore and was named the Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year after leading the Panthers to a 25-6 record and the Valley regular season championship. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.